Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 7:05, sunny and 58 today. Well, Ted set off quite a firestorm about light bulbs. Comedian Joey Cola walks in and he goes, I am with Ted.
I am with Ted because these LEDs suck ass. I had to give a hang job to a guy for 120 watt GE because that's what it's getting down to. People are going to start giving sexual favors for light bulbs now.
Is that what it is?
Yo, man, I got me an outdoor flood. I got an indoor flood. What do you need? I got a 60 watt, and the same thing with the Christmas lights. They're all crap. Goes out, they all go out. You know, make them here. I got the big C9s. When I set up my Christmas,
those are the best.
The big C9s, the big ones, the old
ones. The ones that'll burn your house down in about 4 minutes.
And you can have a fight with them. You can actually, when they blow out, you throw them at each other. They pop. And
Right.
You know what I mean? It's great. So that's the thing. And I don't want any LED. This LED, because I went through the same crap you did. I had to go. I just want a regular light bulb. No, you got to use this, got to use that.
Right.
$40.
So, yeah. All in my kitchen. I got those high hats in my kitchen.
Yeah,
ten of them. So I had to get up there on a ladder, replace them. I got perfectly good light bulbs. But my wife talked to a friend, talked to a guy, and then all of a sudden, there's a whole big force of energy coming at me. You don't have LEDs? What's wrong with you? You know what I mean? That's why I believe in low testosterone. That's exactly what. Have low testosterone? Yeah, I'm proud of it. You know why? Testosterone gets you in trouble. Testosterone gets you killed. I want my testosterone to be nothing. I want zero. I want to sleep and take a crap. And by the way, I haven't gone yet this morning. I am backed up from all the cheese I ate yesterday that this yogurt better help, okay? Because we have to, at any point during this, when I'm going to be here from 7 to 9, I might just run out of here.
Yeah,
so
you might have to.
I might crack your porcelain here at this place. You got no bathrooms, I heard?
We're good, bathrooms? And we have doors that go floor to ceiling doors for the stall. You're good.
What?
Yeah. Nobody sees your feet.
Nice private stall.
When I'm in that position, I don't care who sees my feet, who sees what.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's just all about me at that point.
When I was in there yesterday, Roch, you know what I decided that stall needs?
What?
A flat screen on the back of the door.
Ooh.
If they really cared about
us, that's a good
idea. We'd be able to watch SportsCenter while we were in there.
There you go. If they really cared. I get most of my business done on there. That's probably why I got the hemorrhoids. You know, there's inside hemorrhoids and outside hemorrhoids. Everybody's got those. You know what I mean? Everybody, even women got them. But that's the thing is, when you can't go, those outside hemorrhoids, they really come outside. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's like you got to reposition. You got to, you got to clean everything up, and then you got to kind of put them back. You got to retuck a roid. If you don't, it hangs out and it gets too big and it pops. You can't have that. And who's going to go to the colonoscopy guy every 10 seconds and have him tie them off? Because that's what happened to me. I took my son to Great Adventure and I had a tied off hemorrhoid and he tied it off with a rubber band and guess when it decides to let loose.
What happened?
While I'm waiting for my son get off the roller coaster.
Rubber band came off?
The rubber band did its job and sealed it up and the thing pops off and all of a sudden I look like a drug mule with a carrying this little comes out. What do you do with it? Like what do you got? You just gotta hope. Please, where's daddy? He's supposed to be waiting for me on the bench. No, daddy's inside the bathroom sitting down waiting for stuff to come out as a noose.
Is a noose?
My anus. Right out of my anus.
Okay.
But it all gets back to Ted. You know, I'm so glad with a cause so important to our hearts. We have Ted leading the fight.
Right.
Light bulbs.
Because that's the guy you want leading the fight against our freedom.
But it started about light bulbs Ted. And then it went to a much bigger situation.
Where does he live? El Condo Verde or something like that?
Del Boca Vista.
Del Boca Vista. Yeah. On Long Island? Yeah. The Del Boca Vista.
In Wanta.
Really? In Wanta, it's got palm trees and everything.
He does. He's got two palm trees.
Come on over.
Really? You want those palm trees well lit. They should be uplit, too. They shouldn't be downlit.
With old-fashioned bulbs.
Old-fashioned bulbs. Right. That's right. That's right. Incandescent. There's a reason why they were invented, and they stayed for so long. All of a sudden, somebody knows about LEDs, these sons of bitches.
Ted has ignited the passion in a lot of Long Island, including comedian Joey Cola.
I got a little bubbling going on here. Nah, nothing. It was a false alarm. Jeez, I only hope I can go when I'm on the air with you guys.
Joey's here for like 3 minutes. We've gone from light bulbs to things coming out of your anus.
Yeah, and testosterone.
Hemorrhoids.
We'll talk about all this stuff this morning.
All right.
Yep.
Love to have you here.
And our model Beverly Johnson's here today.
You're not at Rachel Ray.
No. Oh, okay, that's right. Okay, great. That's right. I forgot.
Yeah, Joey does the Rachel Ray show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chaz Palminteri.
You've been working a lot? You've been working too much?
Oh, my, ooh, can't even begin to tell you.
Someone seems not so happy.
Oh, my God. I'm always happy. You look at me. I'm not happy because I haven't pooped yet. Did you go yet today?
No.
You haven't gone yet?
No.
You have stuff from yesterday sitting in you.
I know.
See, did you go, Roger?
You know what I have sitting in me, too?
Not since yesterday.
Today? Shrimp about this big.
Shrimp, well, I would hope you chewed them up before they were that big. You swallowed them whole?
Yep.
Where'd you get them? From England, where they leave the heads on them? I went to England one time, and I had shrimp with the heads on them. I go, you guys behead everything but the shrimp here. Because you go to a castle, and this guy was beheaded here, and this guy was beheaded here, and they serve you shrimp with the head on. I go, could somebody go back there and put these things in a little tiny guillotine and chop their heads off? I don't need that.
Right. Joey Cola, everybody.
I just banged my head on the thing.
We'll be back with more Joey.
We will? All right.
Yes, we will. Right now, here's Ted.
Your VAB, Cassone Trailers, Long Island Traffic, Sunrise Highway into the Hamptons, eastbound at exit 65 for Hampton Bays. We have an accident there being worked on. Westbound side of the LIE, some more traffic now from Patrick.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP at 721.
Turn comedian the page, Joey, baby. That's the song.
Joey Cola.
That's the song.
Studio.
We go on the road. We sing that song, us comedians.
Is that what you do?
The punchlines that you say. It's my song that I live by.
Joey will be telling jokes like that and many more tonight at 8 o'clock
in
the choirs
like
of Bohemia.
Although the road is Sunrise Highway. I go from hot dog truck to hot dog truck.
That's what you do.
That's what we should do one day. Just do a whole hot dog truck thing all over Long Island.
You want to do a tour?
Just a tour of hot dog trucks.
Joey, there was a steak sandwich truck that was right here about 3 years
Straight
ago.
Path, right?
3 years ago, right on... Yep.
Sunrise Highway?
No, it was on Little East Neck Road on the other side of Straight Path.
Okay.
This guy made these steak sandwiches. Oh. Raj went.
Him and his mom.
It was, yeah. Him and his little Italian mother. It was the most amazing.
Oh.
And then...
What happened to the guy?
And then he said
bread.
He was moving.
Yeah.
And he told us where he was moving. And we went to go look for him.
Couldn't find him.
And we never found him again.
Weird.
Isn't that the worst?
The worst.
I have my sushi guy. His name is Alan. He's from the Philippines. Talks like this. Hello, Joe. Hey, welcome here. You want an iron roll with crab in it? Like, that's the way he talks.
Right.
He's the most soft-spoken guy. He's like zen.
Yeah.
And he was at one sushi place in Levittown for a while, and then he was gone. And I was like, oh, how am I gonna live without Alan?
Right.
I went to another place, Sapporo in Wantagh now.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. I found him.
Uh-huh.
It was like I found Christ.
Yeah, well, we can't.
Unbelievable.
We haven't yet to be able to find the steak sandwich.
Did you put it out there on the radio? If
sure
anybody
did.
Knows, is he the steak guy?
He told us he was going to be right on Wellwood Avenue by where they sell all the tombstones, all the headstones
okay,
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I've been in and out of every one of those. Nothing.
In search of steak.
I even know the name of the truck, San Giuseppe's.
San Giuseppe's.
That was the name of the truck.
If there's anybody out there who knows what happened to San Giuseppe's steak.
Yeah, we got
to
find it.
We got to find him. We'll give you
Joey,
a finder's
it was
fee.
Ridiculously good.
Really? Did he slice him like what was it, like a Philly cheesesteak?
No.
It was real cubes of steak.
It was
perfectly cooked.
It was a guinea cheesesteak.
Yeah?
Yeah. Melted
garlic all over it. Mozzarella on there. A little
fresh
sauce.
Bread from
kind
Brooklyn
of sauce
type
on there.
Stuff.
Yeah, a little garlic on the bread like that. Oh, my God.
I know.
Uh-oh. My stomach's bubbling again.
Hey, what's going on? Are you going to be a TV star? What's going on?
Yeah, tell
I warmed
us
up Kevin James's television pilot. He's shooting right over here in Bethpage. First of all, if you don't know what's going on in Bethpage, Gold Coast Studios is over there. They took all these buildings. They used to build the rockets and the planes and the warship, and they turned them into television and movie studios, and it's phenomenal. It's unbelievable. It's like Paramount Universal is right here on Long Island. Mm. So they have TV studios, they have movie studios, all of that. So Kevin shot a pilot. We shot the pilot like 2 weeks ago on a Friday. It's about a cop that does 20 years and he's done. He's got to deal with his family now. And the pilot is hysterical. I mean, really, really funny. Like
why
beyond Seinfeld funny.
But why were you warming it up? I want you on the show.
We'll see what happens, maybe. I mean, there's been rumor that they might put me on every once in a while, but we'll see what happens. I'm happy warming it up.
No.
Why? What?
No.
Yeah?
No.
What do you think?
I want Thursday nights, must-see TV, 9 o'clock. The Joey Cola Show.
I love you, man.
That's what I want.
Would be great. Wouldn't that be good if that could happen?
I think the world needs that.
Yeah. I'd need my own bathroom and another, like,
your
a bidet.
Trailer?
Yeah, a bidet yeah, with, like, a bidet. With the power.
What's stopping that
power
from, what is stopping that from happening for you?
What is stopping it from happening?
Yeah, because now I got
it's stopping it from happening for me and a billion other people. For every one star you see, there's a million other people that would like to be there. But I'm not, I don't really chase it. I'm kind of happy in the skin I'm in. I'm fine with my life the way it is. If something like that happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm not really chasing that. That's not one of my goals.
You're in a really
good place. Goal. Ready?
You know
when
that?
I really am. I'm fine with myself, except when I'm constipated, I eat too much cheese, and it's my fault. But I'm kind of, you know, I want my goal when I first started doing stand-up was I want to be able to make a crowd of people laugh. You know what I mean? And that's it. And I just never strayed too far from that. Now I do it during the day at the Rachel Ray Show. For her audiences, I do it on a weekend at clubs all over the country. And Canada, I just was up in Canada. I did a bunch of shows. And that's all I want. My bills are paid. I'm fine. What else do you want? A good hot dog? Everybody's got a big number. No, I got a small number. Yeah, I want to make my nut. I want to do this. I want to be able to have a steak, have some raviolis every once in a while. That's it. Just die. That's it. Make a connection to other people around you. Be able to go to the bathroom and get a goddamn light bulb that I don't have to spend $50 for.
Who else is on
that lights up my neighborhood?
Who else is on the Kevin James Show?
A great local comic, Christopher Brian Roach. Chris Roach is in it, and he is going to be a huge star. I predict, knock on wood, he's going to be the new Brad Garrett, the new Jim from Taxi, the new Kramer. He plays that role on this show, and it is funny beyond funny. And the final scene, I'm not going to give too much away, but the final scene is when Kevin and all his friends were in the go-karts, and they shot this around Levittown, and they had a go-kart paintball thing, race dash fight. It is the funniest thing almost I've ever seen on television.
Really?
Oh my God. He's doing what people wish they could do. He's just, because it's physical humor, the dialogue is great, the writing is great, and he's able, just think of King Queens, but now he's got a wife and kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had the wife, but now he's got the kids, and who knows who's going to make guest starring spots.
So if he just shot the pilot, how long does it take till like we would see it on TV?
You find out in May if it gets picked up.
Okay.
You know? So you find out in May, and then they shoot all summer, and then they hopefully to be on in
Who flips the money for the pilot? That doesn't have to come out of
You're
Kevin.
You're asking me. I don't know.
No, I'm curious. Like, does somebody buy rights to the pilot?
Or I don't know.
Does he finance it himself and then he's got to shop it?
I have no idea. It's a CBS thing. It's a CBS thing.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a bunch of CBS executives there. Sandler showed up. He gave me a big hug. He took the mic. He's like, this is Joey Colo because we used to work together. We used to do the clubs and stuff. So Sandler was there hanging out and everything. It was just great. It was just a great, great thing. And it's great for Long Island.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How are you
Mangano was there and all the, you know, dignity.
How are you so comfortable in your skin when you see these guys that you used to work with?
Yeah.
That, and I mean no disrespect by this whatsoever,
of course.
You see a Sandler go to the stratosphere and Kevin James go to the stratosphere.
Yeah.
And
Chris
all these
Rock
guys,
used to open up for me at Laughs and Quag.
That's awesome.
And how do you stay so...
Rosie, all of them.
How do you stay so cool knowing that
grounded.
They all took off and you just... Not just
well,
anything.
Now we're going to go to a place.
But you are happy doing this. You never saw...
No, because I'll tell you why. I mean, it's a secret, and it's a secret that a lot of people know. I am very connected to God. I know you and I have had conversations about this.
Right.
I'm very connected to God, and I know that no matter how hard I try at something, ultimately it's kind of out of my control. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen anyway. I'm going to try to steer my life in certain directions, but it's in God's hands. And once you give over and you ask for things and you say you get yourself on the right track with your heart and your mind, good things happen to you. I'm telling you. But when you try to force it and you knock God out of your life, then bad things happen because it's all on you and you can't do it. It's an impossibility. You understand? It's impossible. But once you give over, good things happen and you're fine with yourself.
So you're telling me that Sandler gets to continue making bad movies because God said so?
I don't know what his deal is. I'm just telling you about me.
He's got a better deal with God than you have.
I kind of like his movies. 40 First Dates. Have you seen that? But the one when he's in Hawaii with Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
Dude, I would...
8 years ago.
Sandler's got a pretty good life.
Right. No, yeah. I'm not saying he doesn't have a good life.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he's got a better deal with God than you have.
What? Who knows?
Like 100 million.
I don't know. I'm happy right where I am.
I know you are.
Got
That's a
beautiful
good
wife,
That's
kids. I got a little bit of property. I eat what I want.
Yeah.
I just wish I would be able to go to the bathroom this morning. You know what I need? Strong coffee.
That's a good.
That's what you need.
That's a good.
If anybody's got any ideas to how I'm going
to
get this out of me today, call in. I know White Castle's on the list.
That'll tell you the coffee in the back might do it.
You know what it is?
Raisin Bran.
Yeah, is that right away? I need something that's going to work right away, though.
Raisin Bran Crunch.
Really?
Yeah, give it an hour.
All right. Ted's leading the fight against constipation, too.
That's it.
All right, Joey Cole is hanging with us.
I'm not going to let the government tell me when I can poop.
Joey's at McGuire's in Bohemia tonight at 8. More with Joey.
One show,
out.
Only one show.
Right now, 7:30. Here's Ted.
Your BAB, Cassone Trailers, Long Island Traffic, Sunrise Highway, eastbound into the Hamptons at exit 65. We got an accident there. Big time delays getting.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 7:38. Sunny and 58 degrees today, and comedian Joey Cola.
On beautiful Long Island.
His show at McGuire's tonight at 8.
McGuire's, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm so just so happy I don't have to go in the city, because every day I got to get on a train, you know, and go to the city, which is another pain in the ass.
That's the downside of having to go do that, like the Rachel Ray show in the city, for example.
That's the thing. When you warm up TV shows, I got to get up at 5:30. I'm in there by 7:30. You know what I mean? You got to deal with people on the train. Everybody's, you know, hacking stuff up all over the place. And, you know how you know somebody doesn't take the train? When they come on with coffee. When you come on with coffee and you're on the train, that means you don't take the train. Real train people don't bring any food on the train. You know why?
Really?
They eat when they get there. They eat before they get there. You know why? Every cup of coffee falls over. When you get on the train, there's coffee stains all over the floor. Is it some ass I'm gonna take a train ride. I'm gonna drink my coffee while I'm on the train. No, you ass. You go get your, when the train lands in Penn Station, then you go get your coffee and drink it walking or whatever you're gonna do. But don't drink on the train because eventually it's gonna fall over and get all over me and everybody else and make the floors sticky. Don't eat on the train. All right, I got that out. Now the homeless. Here's how we deal with them. You just give them Girl Scout cookies. That's what I've been doing. It was the greatest feeling I ever had in my life. My friend at work, his daughter's got, he's got three daughters and selling Girl Scout cookies. Okay. So I give the guy like $80. Give me a load of these Girl Scout cookies. Okay. I got Samoas, Tagalongs, the peanut butter ones, you know. Oh, and I got thin mints. I got all kinds of them. And I bring a couple home, give them to some friends, and then I get a couple shopping bags.
Okay.
And it's the greatest feeling in the world. When you see the homeless people and you give them Girl Scout cookies, it's like the great common denominator that everybody loves Girl Scout cookies. Everybody loves
them. Their eyes light up.
Oh, I went up to this one lady and I go to hand. She's digging in the garbage, and I go, "You want some Girl Scout cookies?" She's a bigger African American lady, you know. And she looks at me and she goes, "You wouldn't happen to have some tagalongs, would you?" And I go, "As a matter of fact, I do." She goes, "Oh, Lord, 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 Lord." I handed her a box of tagalongs. You'd have thought I gave her gold.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And they love you. There's a veteran on 7th Avenue and 28th Street over there. Boom,
I have an issue with tagalongs.
Why?
Because you can't dunk them.
Yeah, why can't you dunk a tagalong?
Because it's got the chocolate coating on the outside. It doesn't soak it up. It
doesn't matter. Everything's dunkable, my friend.
It doesn't have to be dunked. It does have to be dunked. I like to dunk my cookies.
Really?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I dunk my cookies.
I like the regular peanut butter ones, the Dosey-Dos.
Dosey-Dos are good, too.
But I'm in the minority on that.
You want to choke to death?
Especially in this room.
Really?
See, you won't choke to death if you dunk it in your milk.
Yeah, no, sure.
A Dosey-Do, you choke to death in a Dosey-Do?
He does, I don't.
Dude, they're so dry.
They are dry.
Ah,
it's like an old Lorna Doone.
Fiberboard.
Yeah.
Eh.
Can't eat that.
Get the tagalongs.
I like a Samoa. A Samoa is a moist cookie with a little bit of coconut in it, a little bit of chocolate.
Tight.
Love those things. Mm. Yeah. Well, anyway, long story short, I gave away about 15 boxes to homeless people just walking around handing them out. It was the greatest thing in the world. So you ever want to make yourself feel good,
happiness.
Buy Girl Scout cookies and hand them to homeless people. They love it. And it makes you feel good, too.
Do you ever wonder why how homeless people can be so heavy?
And their hair is great. Right. You ever see their hair? They got the greatest hair. They could all do a Paul Mitchell commercial.
Like you just said, you saw this woman. She was reaching in a dumpster to get food.
No,
whatever.
One of those big garbage cans.
Okay.
In Penn Station, those big silver ones.
But she was what, about 350, 400 pounds?
She had to be not 350, but she was between 250 and 300.
Mm. Right.
Big layers and layers of, she layered up, you know what I mean? It was
that's
cold
nice
that day.
Did something for her.
Yeah, so I gave her some, I made her day with my little, tagalongs.
Oh,
I
mean, Lord.
Oh, my Lord. She's looking up. She wasn't even looking at me. She's looking up into the sky. She had a connection to God when she got a tagalong. See how simple it is? You see how simple life can be? My wife's grandmother, she passed away at 93 years old. She was in the home, right? And everybody wants to bring her stuff now. This woman had four kids, 80 grandkids. She'd cook for 40 people on Christmas. You know what I mean?
She did it all.
She did it all. Yeah. This woman did it all. In the last few days of her life, Every time I went to go see her, I said, what can I do for you, Nana? What can I bring? She goes, give me another paper plate, because she used it to fan herself because she was warm. So it came down to a paper plate. That's how simple life comes down to. A paper plate. Every day I bought this woman a new paper plate to fan. You thought I bought her gold. After all she's been in, she's had houses, cars, grandkids, all this stuff, meatballs, raviolis, everything all over. And all of a sudden comes down, just bring me a new plate every day. I bought her a new plate, then she died. It was what I gave her. I buried it with a paper plate.
You did?
Yeah. Put it right in a coffin. There you go. Fan yourself in heaven, baby. But sometimes life is so simple, we make it so complicated.
Whose mother was that?
It was my wife's grandmother.
Oh.
93 years old. See that? She's just fanning herself with a paper. That's all I want. I don't want anything. I'll get your bottle of Dom Perignon. I don't need it. What do you need? A paper plate.
It would have been great if she wrote everybody else out of the will except for you.
Except for me. How about that?
Because he gave me my paper plate.
He gave me a paper plate.
You all brought me nothing.
Hey, I got a friend who danced with an old lady at a New Year's, a comedian, who danced with an old lady at a New Year's Eve comedy show. And is in her will, she left him a sailboat worth $100,000.
Because of that one dance,
one
he made
dance.
Her so happy?
One dance, he made her so happy. Boom!
$100,000.
Yeah, so look at JP. He's figuring out what old lady he can dance with now.
Who
he can bring a paper plate to.
Yeah.
Life is simple. We all make it complicated. Come to McGuire's. I'll straighten you all right out. Tonight. Tonight, people!
Joey
are
Cullen.
You coming to the show tonight?
I'm
are you
try.
Coming to the show?
That's
are you
one,
coming to the show tonight?
That's the one
you can't. You can't come.
Playing poker.
McGuire's in Bohemia, right?
McGuire's in Bohemia.
Yeah, I might be able to go to that.
Vets Highway. It's behind the McDonald's too. So
I know it is.
But don't eat that. Don't eat McDonald's. Go eat a Joey Cola burger. I got a burger named after me over there.
Do you?
What?
Yep.
All right. I'm in.
Big time.
Get there.
Yeah.
Joey Cola,
yep.
Hanging out with us this
Paul
morning.
Paul Stanley's going to be there tonight.
Oh, is he?
I yes, love
he...
the Joey Cola burger. People, you hungry? I love mayo on my burger.
That sucks.
Thank you, Paul. Here's Ted with the roads.
Your BAB, Cassone Trailers, Long Island Traffic, Sunrise Highway, eastbound into the Hamptons, loaded at exit 65 for Hampton Bays. We have an accident there that was being worked on.
Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 754, sunny and 58 today.
Yeah, Nicole's on the phone. Nicole's, Joey's all interested.
Oh, my God.
We were talking about poopery, Nicole.
Yeah.
You never heard of poopery before?
No, I never heard of it, but JP was just saying that you put spray a layer of it on top of the water and you poop through it, and then it stops to
yes.
smell?
It's supposed to like have a screen over the water, and it prevents the smell from escaping.
That is the
yeah.
greatest thing in the world.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who discovered that? Where'd you buy it?
I have Bed Bath & Beyond. I actually have a bottle in my car because I don't use it in the bathroom. I use it everywhere else because it smells amazing.
Oh, my God. I got to get some of that.
It's the before-you-go toilet spray.
Before-you-go toilet spray.
Yes. First of all, before you go, and no one else will ever know.
What flavors do they sell it in?
Citrus mint and lavender vanilla, maybe.
Oh, and just the two, right?
I think there was a third.
Oh, my God. I got to get
but
chocolate.
But I don't buy it because it's too expensive. I bought it oils and I make my own now.
You figured out how to make your own?
Yes. No, just as good.
Oh, my God. That's the greatest
Her
thing in the world.
Her own poopery. How about that?
Use an air freshener. Let's clarify. It's air freshener.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What flavor is the one you made, Nicole?
Lavender.
Something.
Lemongrass. Lavender.
There you go.
All I right, love both of those things, lemongrass and lavender. Put them together.
There you go.
Oh,
I'll
my.
Make you one.
Can you please?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I'm coming to your house. I'm going to get one of these things.
You got it.
And you can test it out right there.
I'm never going to crap the same again.
Nick, I'm going to see Joey tonight at McGuire. Is that cool?
Yes, I'll give you a bottle of poopery.
Yes!
There we go.
Oh, we'll put it in the comedy clubs.
Try not to lose any students in the city. I'll talk to you later.
I'll try. Thanks.
Bye, Nicole. That is the greatest thing in the world. I never heard of this.
Yes,
so you spray the stuff, it gives like a film on top of the water.
Right.
You poop through it.
Yeah, and when you go through it.
It reseals itself.
Well, no, when it goes through it, the smell releases the smell up.
Okay.
And then seals the top of the water again, so it keeps the other stuff down.
That's the greatest thing.
Right?
Oh, my God. Thank you for that.
Life changer.
Well, it's better than Girl Scout cookies.
I don't know if it's better than Girl Scout cookies, but I think it's up there.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
You're like
me.
The happy homeless lady right now.
I am so happy right now. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Lordy, Lordy, my poopery.
Just giving you a can of gold.
I'm telling you, man, that's the greatest thing. We got to just kind of come up with other flavors. That's it.
You want chocolate.
I want chocolate. That's what I want. Yeah.
Joey Cola.
In the studio today.
That's it. Right now, 7:50.
See, because
it was just after 8 o'clock. What?
He's got to have a little bit more fat on him. I know he's thin. He looks good and everything, but without fat, that's why he's got the sinus thing. He's blowing his nose.
Oh boy!
He's got. I'm telling you, you got to eat, dude. I'm telling you, it keeps you warm. If you ever see skinny people with a cup of tea, I need my tea to keep me warm. I'm fat and I'm always sweating. You know why? Raviolis. That's why.
Joey, we just of course had the big discovery on the air of poopery.
Yes.
JP's wife Nicole makes her own, but
that's
you can
right.
get it at
the greatest stuff. In the world.
It sounds great, doesn't it?
Yep.
Go ahead, Steve. What do you got?
Wow, I can't believe you guys are talking about poopery. I use that in my house.
You do too. This guy knows about it too. How come everybody knows about it but me?
It works fantastic, bro.
Does it?
My wife was like, you gotta use the poopery when you're going in there.
Oh my God, that's so great, man.
That's so great. I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. You gotta get it. I'm telling you, it's definitely. But yeah, you're constipated. It's not gonna work if you're constipated.
Right. Well, eventually
yeah,
it will.
All
hopefully,
backed up.
Yeah.
You all gonna have to call in reinforcements.
I'm gonna have to get a couple of cans of this stuff.
Once you bust loose.
Yeah, I know. That's what's gonna happen. Yeah.
Thanks,
a lot
man.
Of cheese.
It's ready to seal. It's over.
Let it seal.
Wow, it's like putting a pool cover on your toilet bowl.
Yeah.
Good. You're right. Right. There it is.
That's it. I'm glad we discovered this. Every
one of those
time
good,
I come here, I learn something
one of those
new
cool, good pool, like the loop lock covers, not even like the
That's
old
right.
school ones.
That's right. Now we got to get your boy from Sunrise Highway who makes the hot relish. Give me some of that stuff, see if it works.
Yeah, Ronnie. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Sunny and 58 today. It's 8:06. Comedian Joey Cola at McGuire's in Bohemia tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yep, sunny and 58. Get your sunscreen out, everybody. I was hoping for this weather, man. Isn't it great that there's no wind? It's not 40 below. It's just...
so
that's I hate the wind, man.
Why were you busting JP's ass about getting skinny? I don't understand.
Because
you were giving him a hard time because he's not fat anymore, but he's like at his healthiest point in his life.
He thinks he is, but look at him. He's got stuff coming out of his head. Look at him. We're talking about him while he's in the room with us. Look at him. He's got stuff coming out of his head.
I'm not achy.
He's got stuff in front of him that you could probably get more than. He's like heroin in front of him.
Street value of these drugs.
This is just a Medrol dose pack. This is just a steroid. And that's a nasal spray.
He's taking steroids
but,
now.
But your theory is he's like this because he's lost weight.
You need a little bit of fat on you, man.
I have a little bit of fat. That's not good fat.
You need good fat. You need like really good fat.
You like your fat?
Yeah. You need like
a big gut.
As Chris Roach would say, you need the chin scarf.
I don't know. Here's the thing.
A little bit of fat helps.
If I wasn't sick. By the way, my body is making an inordinate amount of snot.
I can't believe it.
I mean, an inordinate amount of snot.
I don't know.
Where does it? Like, you blow your nose,
right?
And you blow your nose until everything is gone, and then literally 10 seconds later, it's filled with snot again.
I think that's why you're so skinny.
But where does it go?
I think your sinuses are drawing the fluid from the fat.
Where is my
and
snot?
There's no fat left.
Where is the snot coming from?
I have no idea.
So if I blow my nose,
yeah.
I'm assuming it stays in the sinus. The pressure that I have is in the sinus cavity.
Right.
So I blow my nose.
Right.
At that point, the snot comes out of the nose and the sinus and then onto the tissue.
It's from the mucous membranes. That's what it is. How come when I'm on the show, we talk about everything, pooping, anal, mucous membranes? We get a lot of biological stuff talked about.
I don't know. All I know is I'm
making... You got it flowing out of you.
But as you said, we learn a lot.
And look at all the earwax coming out of it.
I don't have earwax.
Look at
there's your earwax guy.
Who's the earwax
Johnny
guy?
Earwax is right over there.
That's Ted? It. You should see.
Really?
How much I have. Oh, yeah.
Tell him what you do.
What do you do?
I go every few years. I haven't gone in a while, actually. I have to go to the ENT, and they actually... hook up a machine to my ear and they suck the wax out.
No, they don't.
And I've jammed the machine 3 or 4 times.
No, you
per
didn't.
Sitting. Yeah.
There's a machine that sucks wax out of your ear.
Yeah, it's almost like a vacuum, literally. Like it goes over your ear and it just sucks it all out.
And what do they do with it?
They put it in a museum. The Long Island Broadcasting Museum.
Yeah, earwax museum.
Yeah. Broadcasting and earwax museum.
That's it. Yeah.
It's so earwax.
And they just throw it out, right?
Yeah.
We asked.
It's out there in the world somewhere.
That's out there.
And
but
you're
it's the
breathing
same
it time, in and getting snot in your
And nose. It's based on what you eat, your diet, how much you drink, et cetera, right. et cetera. You
so
know,
what's
and genetic.
What's a high earwax diet? Like, what do you
a
eat?
A lot of cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese, dairy.
Of course.
Dairy yep. products and alcohol.
Uh-huh. Alcohol and dairy products.
And drink a lot of red wine.
So you drink Baileys and you're screwed, man.
That's it. You
That's
can't
it.
Hear anything.
Out of dairy and alcohol. Oh, my God.
It got really bad, like, a few years ago that when I had it done, I could actually, like, hear, like, the rustling of the leaves again outside, which I couldn't hear for
Isn't
years.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it was great. It was like a whole new world.
It's
so
a
then
whole
why don't you
world.
Go every 6 months? Why do you wait every few years till yeah. it's really bad?
Because like, there's a $20 copay every time I go.
He ain't paying that.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he had to spend all his money with LED light bulbs.
I was just going to say the same thing.
You what?
Yeah, he's plotting his revenge against the government for
That's
making
right.
him use LEDs.
What a ripoff. Those, those LEDs stink.
He's going to make something.
Have you go into the city a lot. Have you seen the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree? Look at the tree from 2016
yeah.
or 2015
yeah.
and then go back like 20 years.
I can't see it. I tell you the truth. When I look at it, I can't see it anymore.
Right, you can't even see
it's
it.
It's invisible now because
right.
of LEDs. You got to get really close. You got to get on 48th Street right there.
That's it. Right on top of
yep.
it. Right next to Al
Roker. If you're by Saks, you can't see the tree at all. That's how dim it is. It's got earwax all over it.
810, here's 10.
Your VAB Casone Trailers, Long Island traffic heading out this morning. We had an accident, Sunrise Highway eastbound into exit 47. That is blocking a lane. Westbound side slow getting into that as well. Earlier act.
Roger and JP, 818. Coming up next, our top 10 list brought to you by College Hunks Hauling Junk and College Hunks Moving. Joe, are you ready?
That's the greatest thing, by the way, for women.
What's that?
College Hunks Hauling Junk. Could you imagine what's going on when that happens? When these cougars got to move somewhere? I just got divorced. Can you guys come in and move my settee? Whatever it is. Boom. Bow, bow, bow. Cue the music. Bow, bow, bow. Could you imagine? They're never going to hire me. They're never going to hire, yeah. you know, old aging comedian to move your junk. Could you imagine? Ma'am, I can't bend over to pick that up. I can't get it. Could you put it on wheels? College Hunks Moving Junk.
All right, Joey. Well, they're sponsoring our...
Who are they sponsoring?
They're sponsoring our top 10 list.
Oh, they are.
And our
okay,
top 10
good.
List today is movies about boats, and there's a significant anniversary today.
Okay.
So Titanic is today.
Ah, there you go. Titanic is number one.
Oh,
there you go.
So is it
Titanic
about the
today.
Boat itself, or is it about, like Jaws on there?
Jaws is number two.
It's not about the boat. That's about the shark.
Boat movies.
Boat. Yeah, all right. Poseidon yep. Adventure.
Number three.
Look at that.
Very good. You guys got the top three already.
Red October.
Number eight.
There you go.
You going to let the other kids play?
No. Go ahead.
955 WBAB. The Bounty's on number seven. It is the yep, oldest movie on the list. See if you can figure out the top 10 movies about boats. 955 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 823. Sunny and 58 today. Just started off our top 10 list. Comedian Joey Cola helping us out with his list. In fact, nailed a couple of them so far.
Yep.
Poseidon Adventure at number 3 and Hunt for Red October at number 8. And yes, it's a list of the top 10 movies about boats. More guesses. 955 WBAB, The Bounty's at number 7, the oldest movie in the list. Good morning. Go ahead.
Got to go with Captain Phillips and U571.
Captain Phillips is number 10. U571 didn't make it. That's a good movie, too. Hi, B.A.B., you're on.
Hi, good morning. Lusitania?
No, not here, sorry. Hi, B.A.B., go.
Hey, I got Titanic.
Got it at number 1 already.
Captain Phillips.
Number 10, just got it.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Number 4, the original, very good. Hi, B.A.B., top 10, go.
Yeah, I got, A Perfect Storm.
Number 5, very good.
Is there anything left?
There's three left, including the Bounty. All right. 955 WBAB. Three left. The Bounty's the oldest movie on the list. Let's see if you can get it. Right now, it's 824.
All right. Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is.
Wow. You do?
I think I know what it is.
What is it?
Is it in what you just said? The Mutiny on the Bounty?
That is the Bounty.
Yeah, I got it. What do I get?
You got a pair of tickets to see Joey Cola tonight at the...
Oh, all right. Right. I heard he's good.
Comedy Club
I love that guy. Oh, my God.
It's right behind the McDonald's. Don't buy the McDonald's. Get the Joey Cola Burger.
There you go.
McGuire's.
Mutiny on the Bounty. I knew because the way bounty. You... I kept on, the way you were saying bounty. This number seven is the Bounty. Wow, you're good,
good
Roger.
Job, Joey.
You're good.
You want to change it? You want to move the bounty to something else?
Yeah, I'll move it. We'll make it number six.
All right, good.
That's no problem. So there's two left. See if you guys can get it next, 824. Here's that.
Your BAB Cassone trailer is long out.
Here in JP on BAB, you are in the middle of the top 10 list. You guys are killing it. There's only two left on the top 10 movies about boats, 955 WBAB. Number 9 and number 6 are left. Number 6 has the bounty prize on it. Good morning, BAB. You got a guess. Go ahead.
Old Man in the Sea.
No, didn't make it. Sorry. Rats. No Old Man in the Sea. Sorry. BAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Guns N' Roses, 834. Sunny and 58. Comedian Joey Cole in the studio as we're trying to wrap up the top 10 list. You guys came out of the gate really strong with the top 10 movies about boats, but now there are two left, and there's still two left. It's been two left for a little while. 955 WBAB. See if you can get them. If you don't, run down the whole list. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
I got three of my personal favorites. Captain Ron.
Nope.
White Squall.
Nope.
What about Summer Rental with John Candy?
Ah, doesn't make it. I didn't even see that in the 20.
Life of Pi?
Sorry, no. Hi, BAB, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I got two of them.
Yeah.
I got PT-109 and McHale's Navy.
Neither one made it.
Ah.
Sorry. Only two left. Movies about boats. Hi, BAB, go ahead.
Hey, is it Posey Don?
Say again?
What'd you say? I don't know if I'm saying it right. Posey Don?
Poseidon?
Oh, Poseidon Adventure.
Poseidon.
Yeah, Poseidon Adventure is at number three.
The Poseidon.
I never knew how to say that word.
Now you know, Poseidon.
The Poseidon Adventure.
Thank you.
The Poseidon. You know, she Googled it to look it up.
Oh, boy.
Poseidon Adventure.
Hi, you got a guess. Go ahead.
How about Master and Commander?
No, didn't make it. I know, I like that movie, too, but didn't make top 10.
Oh, all right, thanks.
Sorry. All right, there it is. There's still two left, including the other bounty. All right, here we go. Top 10 movies about boats. Number 10, Captain Phillips. Number 9, nobody got Das Boot.
Das Boot!
Just got it. Number 8, Hunt for Red October. Number 7, Mutiny on the Bounty. Number 6, The Bounty, Cape Fear.
Oh, what? But that was more... Was that a boat movie?
Well,
he lived on the boat.
Oh, okay.
Number 5, Perfect Storm. Number 4, Pirates of the Caribbean, the original. Number 3, Poseidon Adventure. Number 2, Jaws. And the number 1 movie about boats. It is the anniversary of the sinking of it, Titanic. And that's the reason the list exists. Brought to you by College Hunks Hauling Junk and College Hunks Moving.
College Hunks just moving your junk. They're so like them to move my junk. Hey, College Hunk, come over and look at my junk. Oh, my junk is just perfect for a hunk.
That kind of singing. You can see tonight of McGuire's Joey
That's
Cole.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
Good job, Joey.
Hey, De Niro, Cape Fear. Who knew that one, man?
Yeah.
Hey, De Niro saw me do stand-up recently, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's shooting a movie called The Comedian right now. It's about an old comedian like a Charlie Sheen or a Seinfeld later in his years who had a show and now he's on the back end of his career.
All right.
And I happen to be doing a school fundraiser at the Crescent Beach Club in Bayville, upstairs with like 200 people, 250 people in the catering room. And it turns out he was shooting a scene downstairs in the restaurant. So me and this guy, Tom and Jigno from Omnipop, he's the agent.
Yeah,
he was
there.
We were like, let's go down and see if we can see him. So we go down. There was too much security. So, let's do our show and go. We're not going to see him. So anyway, Chris Roach is on the middle act, and Tommy Gooch is the first act. Gooch goes on. He does his 15, 20 minutes. Chris Roach is on doing a half hour, and I got to do like 50 minutes at the end of the show, right?
Right.
So while Chris Roach is on, Jessica Kirsten comes upstairs. And she's a very funny comedian. She's from the city. She does governors and stuff.
Okay.
She comes upstairs, and she goes, Joey. I go, Jessica, how you doing, pal? I go, what are you doing here? She goes, what are you doing here? I said, I'm doing this benefit. I go, what are you doing here? She goes, I'm downstairs coaching De Niro on this movie. She says, you're going to be here tonight? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, my God, I got to go downstairs and get him because the character he's playing is just like you. He'd love to see you. She goes downstairs, grabs De Niro. Boom, he comes upstairs with a whole team of people. They watch the first 20 minutes of my act. Then they all leave.
Cool.
I do like 10 or 15 more minutes. And the back end of my act, he runs up by himself and watches the last 20 minutes of my act. After the show, I made a beeline to the back of the room because nobody knew he was there. He was standing in the back of the room in the dark with all the baskets that they raffle off and stuff. He's in the back of the room. I run over to him. I go, Mr. De Niro, it's an honor to meet you. Hey, yeah, it was great, man. It was great watching you. My character is similar to you and this and that. Compliments. It was unbelievable. His driver took my number. He might come to a place in the city where I'm going to be to come see me there and stuff.
But you called him Mr. De Niro?
Mr. De Niro, yeah.
Is it Bob?
What would you call him? Would you call him Bob? What would you call
him? No, I think I'd call him Robert.
Robert?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of putting people up on pedestals.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I call him Mr. De Niro.
He's not my father's friend.
What?
Oh, here we go.
No, you would do that. All right. Look, I don't know what. Call in.
No,
I want to hear. I think I did the right. That's etiquette.
I'm not saying.
Mr. De Niro. If he looks at me and goes, it's Bob, then I go, hey, Bob, how you doing?
Right. Because that's what he wants to be called.
No, I didn't say Bob.
No, but why?
His name is Robert.
No, Bob De Niro.
Okay, but if you would have called him Robert, I mean, it's fine that you called him Mr. I was just surprised.
Right. Now I got to call him up.
No, you don't.
And apologize for calling him Mr. De Niro.
You got to apologize. You're going to
too send
much
him
respect.
Nice gift. I'm going to send him a nice gift.
Too much
respect. No. I'll send him a nice gift. I'm going to send him a nice gift. I'm going to send him some poopery.
That's a good idea.
Some LED light bulbs for Ted. And all wrapped in a little bit of Ted's earwax.
With one of your hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
We should use Ted's earwax to seal bottles. Shouldn't you know how they now they seal Maker's Mark?
Yeah,
we should use wax, earwax to do that.
You are like 2 minutes away from being a crazy person.
I used your bathroom and I feel much better now. You ever see a dog after he poops? He's kicking his back legs up and he's all happy. That's where I am right now.
That's a good De Niro story. Now that when that movie comes out, I'm going to think about if he's acting a little bit like you, if you influenced him.
The scene where he's in the restaurant performing for a bunch of old people, shot right in Bayville.
That's cool.
And then he went over to Governor's in Levittown, shot a bunch of scenes there. It's cool, isn't it cool?
It's Joey Cola.
It's nice. Well, not really. I'm just happy to be doing a benefit there. That's
right.
Raising money for a school.
Yeah.
Getting a nice basket.
Yeah, getting some Girl Scout cookies to hand out to the homeless.
There we go. Covered everything. 841. Here's Ted.
Your BAB Casone Trailers, Long Island Traffic.
WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. It's 8:52, sunny and 58 today to start the weekend.
Beautiful day on Long Island. Beautiful day to come to a comedy club, and I appreciate you guys having me in.
Always. You kidding? You come in anytime you want.
It really is the best.
Comedian Joey Cola, that's the voice, of course.
Yeah.
McGuire, what time you want? What time's your show tonight?
8 o'clock tonight.
One show, huh?
Yeah, and then they have another show after me, but I'm only doing the one show now.
How come?
Yeah.
You don't feel like doing two shows?
I feel like doing two shows.
It's a big shot.
Just do the one shot. Have a biggie shot, as my grandmother used to say.
A biggie shot.
Ooh, you a biggie shot. You're like a biggie shot over here.
My grandfather, you got a bigger teeth.
You got bigger teeth over there.
When I was a little kid, and you got a bigger teeth.
And then people wonder why we grew up with these accents. You know what I mean? Like I like a lot around October when like people from Nassau and Queens go out east to go pumpkin picking. We're going to go pumpkin, freaking picking. We get big pumpkins, little pumpkins, apple cider. I want to go in a corn maze. Joanne, that's my cousins, Anthony and Joanne. Joanne, getting Escalade. We are going pumpkin, freaking picking. And then there's my cousin Joanne. Anthony, I want to go pumpkin picking. It's cold. Can I wear my fur? I want to wear my fur. Anthony, I want to get corn stalks in the front door. And then we'll go to the pork store. We'll go to the pork store after we get the corn stalks. All right, if you're driving in your car and you're not laughing right now, you either know those people or you are those people. That's right. My Aunt Teresa calls me the other day. Joseph, it's going to be cold. Make sure you close your windows.
I what?
Your windows. Close your windows. Clears your ears out, right,
sure
Ted?
That's
it. Yeah. Absolutely.
See Joey tonight at McGuire's of Bohemia.
That is
Thank
Mr.
You.
Linda right there. That's I met Mr. De Niro. Linda. That's Mr. Linda, mm-hmm. Mr. Luce, Mr. Parise right there.
There you thank go. You. Well, thank you, Mr. Cola, for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Nice to see you, Joey.
I'll see you, Long Island. I'll see you at the diners. I'll see you at the hot dog trucks.
Joseph. Are you out of the... Ronnie Dogs asked me if you still had any of the... the hot relish.
Yeah, I could use some more of the hot relish.
Oh, yeah. Ronnie's hot relish.
Oh, yeah. That'll clean your system right out. Kills everything. I heard it kills Zika virus.
It might.
Just take a tablespoon of that, and then he can stay out in the mosquitoes all day.
Thanks, Joey.
Thanks for having me, boys. I'll see you later. I'll see you in Bohemia tonight.
Instead of the roads.
Your VAB Cassone Trailers, Long Island traffic on the Southern State eastbound. Get into